Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6:00 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have special guest Arthur, Anna Black. Arthur of Now You Want to Come Back and Look Up the Strong. She'll be discussing her upcoming events as well as discussing her new project. And we'll be talking about some of her books and what she's doing. So sit back and relax as we go through Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for Monday, June 21st, 2010. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're here live right now, Living Color. And we're going to be doing our show. We have special guest Anna Black, who will be joining us in a second. But before we get to her, we want to get started and give you a little bit of admin notes on what's going on. Also want to let you know that we have Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel that's out right now. You need to pick up your copy from any bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, anywhere that you can get a book. We have them available. Also on www.redsnapperonline.com. And if you want to, you can go to redsnappersplayhouse.com and put in some of your words and what you feel that you want to write about. But right now, without further ado, we want to introduce you to Miss Anna Black. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Anna? We're glad to have you on the show. And we understand
good.
That you're doing some we're doing some traveling right now.
Yeah, right now I'm in Chicago, where I'm originally from. You're not
Here
until Wednesday. Been here for a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, that's good. We're glad you had time to take out of your busy schedule to get on the show then. And we just want to welcome you, and we definitely want to get into your books and stuff. But before we do that, we kind of want to get a little background on you, you know, sort of for the guests so that they can have an idea about you as well. I know they know about your books, but they kind of want to, you know, probably get to know a little bit about you if you'd like to kind of get started and tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. As I just said, I'm originally from Chicago. Right now, I reside in Texas. I'm married, have a 12-year-old daughter, and I started writing about approximately 10 years ago, and writing it wasn't always my thing. I just kind of picked up a pen to try to relieve some stress, and so that just evolved into where I am today. I used to be in sales for a long time for Hilton. So now I'm just doing my writing thing full time.
I know, that's right. And I'm sure you're enjoying it, as you said. So what really inspires you? I know you get this question all the time, but the type of novels and stuff that you write, what gives you your inspiration? How do you just get started into a subject? Do you usually start with a title, or do you come up with the work first and then title it after that?
The word comes first, and then the title after. I get ideas from a lot of things, dreams, conversations, just something I might see or hear. It might spin off to something else, but I get inspiration from almost anything. It just something to pop in my head, and I just take a note, you know. So, but it can be basically anything that inspires a story for me.
Okay, well, that's good. That's really good. And like I said, I had a chance to see some of your work. I haven't had a chance to read both of the novels yet, but I have had chances to get some of the snippets and stuff like that, and it looks very good. I'm definitely going to get, hopefully, a copy from you, a signed copy, especially of the Luck of the Draw book, which we're going to be talking about here, both of these books here in a second. But before we go any further, I want to give the audience a chance to, if they want to get in, call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and it's Word Sexy Radio. And if there's any callers out there that's interested that want to ask Miss Anna Black some questions, we'll do that here in a second. But before we do that, we want to see if Anna is ready. I'm sorry, I keep calling you Ann. Anna is but I want to make sure I call you the right name.
Okay.
I want to make sure that you know.
Okay.
Well, we just want to get into your book, especially Now You Want to Come Back. Can you kind of give us a synopsis of the book and what kind of inspired you on bringing that book to life?
That book started from a conversation that I had with some guy that was, like, hitting on me. And I was like, to him, like, I know you see the drink on my finger. And from that initial thought in my brain, that's the first line of my book. So
that's what I like that. I like that. Okay. So, give us more on that.
So the book basically is about a marriage gone bad after a short while. The wife physically changes in appearance, and the husband not so happy anymore. So he begins to treat her bad and, like, basically ruins her self-esteem. And when she finally gets herself together, you know, say, okay, enough is enough, she moves on. So now you want to come back. But it's a new guy in the picture that's awesome, doing the right things. So, of course, she ain't trying to hear the ex. But as it goes, the new guy, his ex comes into the scene and causes some havoc with the relationship, though, leaves my main character, Layla, torn between two guys, or two men. And you're wondering, like, is she going to go back to the husband? Is she going to get the new guy another chance? So it's a little twist in the end of the book, but definitely a romance underline to the book. Has a little drama twist on it. And it's and not so much mushy romance. It's just a nice little love story.
Okay. Well, it sounds interesting, and I definitely want to get a copy of that so I can get into it, because I know that twist. And everybody, if you want to find out about that twist, you're definitely going to have to pick up the book, and Now You Want to Come Back. So you definitely need to do that. But like I said, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sex Radio, Grown Spoke Radio, and we say whatever we want to on this show because it's internet radio and it's live. So I'm going to see if there's anybody out there that has a question. Caller ending with 7952, do you have a question?
No. Well, yes, actually I do. Would there be a sequel to this book?
No. I get that a lot. I don't, I have never been inspired to do a sequel. Normally when my books say the end, that's kind of the end of those characters, but I've been getting so many people asking me that. I may not do a sequel, but I'm going to try to incorporate some of my old characters in my new works to bring those characters back. Not so much as them being the main storyline of my book, but I think I'm going to try to incorporate some of my likable characters like Layla and Rashawn. People love them. So I'm going to try to work them in something new.
So something like a spinoff or something maybe from the characters into another book or something.
Right, but definitely not a sequel. Not a sequel at all.
Right. Okay. Did you have any more questions, caller?
Actually, how you doing, Rasnap? I follow you on Twitter.
How you doing?
I'm fine. This is Soror Magic.
Huh?
I'm calling from Missouri. This is Soror Magic.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Soror Magic. While you're on the line, I'm glad to. I want to thank you for your review that you gave me on the Scandalous Motives book.
I can't wait to read the second part. I cannot wait to read the second part.
Out there, so you definitely need to get that. So, but if you don't have any more questions, I appreciate you. I really do. For our caller, for our guest, Miss Anna Black, we'll definitely get back to it.
I did have one more question for her.
Okay, go ahead.
Were you inspired by any other authors?
Tons. I can't name a specific author, but what got me into writing is that every time I would read someone else's book, I would always mentally, like, critique it, saying what I would do or what I would change. So I felt like, okay, if I want to critique everybody else's work, why not write with my own work? So tons of authors contribute to me deciding to go ahead and put my pen to paper. So it's several. It's not just one.
Right. And if I can get into that a little bit, even though the question was for you, I just want to say that there's a lot of great authors out there. But my thing has always been that I don't like to read too much of other people's stuff because I don't want it to get into my spirit. And then when I start writing, then I'm writing what they have already or what their ideals are. So, but there are some great authors out there, like Anna Black here, who has some great stuff out there and stuff like that. You know, I just don't want to – me personally, I don't want to read too much of it because if I do, it'll get into me, and I don't want to be writing what they have. So hopefully that answers your question.
Right.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Okay. The number, like I said, is 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio, and we hope that you all have questions for our guest, Anna Black. Okay. So that book, you know something, Anna, that book sounds really, really, really good. Now, I know I got to get me a copy of it, but I want a signed copy.
Of course.
So how can I – we'll have to work on that, okay?
No problem.
Yeah, now, before we get into luck of the draw, though, let's kind of talk about how it is in the game for you as far as the literary game, the experiences you have, because there's some people out there that might be interested in getting into this, and we'd kind of ask sometimes authors that come on, you know, to kind of share their experiences on what they found since they've been in the game. Now, when you started writing, did you come in as a self-published author, or did you come in as a signed author with a publishing house?
Okay, right before I answer that question, I want to know, did you pick me up on a 773 number so I can drop the other number?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you want to do that, go right ahead and push on over to that.
Okay. That's all I want to make sure. I don't want to, you know, disconnect.
You're still there?
Thank you. When I originally pursued publishing, I went with a company called DeNovo. And I have to say this because some people categorize Arthur House or Infinity. They always label those companies as self-publishing. But I'm just a little bit more knowledgeable now, knowing now that that wasn't considered self-publishing. I just chose the company to have my books in print. So that's how I originally started. I started with DeNovo, and unfortunately that was a short-lived experience because they went out of business 2 months after my book released. And after that, I waited a few months, and I ended up going with Infinity, another publishing house, that basically put my books back in print. And shortly after that, I ended up hooking up with Tamika Newhouse. She launched her own publication company called Delphine, and I was the second author that she signed. So it's a challenge because when you are with these companies that's out there, if you're out there, you're trying to publish your book, it's very difficult because when you in a print-on-demand state, as I was like when I was with the Infinity or with DeNovo, it kind of limits to where you can actually sell your book or get your book placed in stores. So if you're out there trying to publish a book, just be aware that you need to read the small print because these companies will tell you that your book will be available at Barnes & Noble or Borders, but you need to make sure that they're talking about mortar buildings because just because it's available at those outlets doesn't mean they mean inside the store because it will be available online but not necessarily in the store. So be clear and ask questions. That's the biggest, I think, misleading information I got from going through one of those publishing houses because when I got ready to start going out doing my book tours or doing signings, I was running into trouble. We can't order your book. We can't order your book. And I'm like, this is crazy, you know. So that was my only complaint. But if any way you can get it out there, I suggest you try it. But do some homework, talk to some other authors, get some true experience before you decide to pick a company, get some good recommendations, because all that stuff that's online with these people leaving these great comments, who knows if they're real or not. So talk to some people and
right.
get some real feedback on that.
Right. Okay, and that's good. That's some good word there. So, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, even me, I started out with some of those, like, Art the House and stuff like that, too. So my thing is, my goal is to do like Tamika did and to kind of get your own publishing company and just kind of do all the work yourself.
Right.
To get it out there and do your own consignment and all that. So that's what I'm working toward with Midwest Publishing Group, and I've started my own. But we're still trying to get there, and, of course, you know, underwriting and all that, you have to have that. So,
right.
And eventually we will be getting a couple of authors under the umbrella. So we'll be working that. But like you said, if you got to get it out there, you got to get it out there. But the main thing that I want people to understand is that this is not a get-rich-quick game, and it's not
right.
something that you got to – that once a book is published, that's all it's going to do is it's going to start selling for you. You're going to have to do what?
Work.
You got to get out there and hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell them.
It is definitely a hustle,
yeah.
I'm telling you. Trust me, nobody can promote you better than you can promote yourself. I don't care if I'm in a Walmart or a grocery line. I'm giving out postcards, business cards. Everywhere I go, I make sure
right.
whoever I come in contact with, that even if they don't get my book today, I'm letting people know. Because
right.
it's not, we don't have these big marketing or advertising companies behind us to help launch our material. And
yeah.
A lot of people, too, think negatively about independent authors or self-published authors. They just think maybe our books wasn't good enough to be picked up by Random House, and that's not so, you know. So don't even, like they say, judge a book by its cover. It's a lot of independent or self-published authors out there that have great reads. But if you out there and you are a self-published author, your marketing tools or your promotional items have to look professional, and you have to look like you mean business. Because I get some
That's
cards
right.
sometimes from other authors, and I'd be like, look, how you present yourself with this? So
exactly.
You
right.
just got to be on your game.
You're right. And like I said, even with the big houses like Random House and all that, you still – what I've learned is these houses, they don't market you. Okay.
Right.
What they do is – they have good distribution. But still, you have to get out there and you have, I mean, you know, they get these good consignment deals, but you still got to get out there and sell yourself, like you said. You still got to market yourself. Just like in the music business or any other type of business that requires a lot of units being sold, you have to get out there yourself and do all these things. Like
right.
you said, nobody can market you better than yourself, so that's what you have to do. So anybody that's listening that's interested, please understand that you have to do this yourself. There's nothing better than, you know, as far as the market. I mean, you know, if you write a book, and I'm not trying to make it sound easy. You can write a book, publish a book, because with technology today, you can do everything yourself as far as getting the book published.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to happen when the book's published? You got to get out there so people can know that you exist. And
mm-hmm.
the only way to do that is to get out there and market, get around, do what you got to do. So
and
that's what it's all about.
And another thing, don't be discouraged, because when we say it's a true hustle, because I run into people all the time at different signings, just think, you know, you're a published author, wow, like, no, I don't have it made, trust me.
Right.
When you just start now, you're getting out there, trust me, people, I'm spending more than I'm making right now, but I know
right.
it will pay off, so don't be discouraged when you're looking like, oh, my God, this is so hard, and I can't. It's going to be hard, but it's worth working for it, so hang in there
definitely.
And keep going.
Mm-hmm. That's why you have to make sure that you understand that it's not a get-rich game. You know, if you're looking for some money, then you need to go do something else, because
exactly.
this is not
Exactly.
So, yeah, and let me remind the guests out there again, the hosts out – well, the people out there again. This is Where's Sexy Radio, number 347-215-8539. If you have any questions for Anna Black, feel free to call in. And I think we got someone here. Let me see. Last 4-4-2-9-2. You have a question.
Yes, hi. My name is Gwendolyn Carter. And
Gwendolyn Carter,
with...
how you doing?
I'm fine. And how are you, Miss Anna Black?
I'm great.
Well, Red Snap, I know you're doing good.
Well, thank you very much for thinking so. That's good, because I am. I'm doing great.
Because
so,
yeah, I read
question?
You on Facebook, you know, and stuff like that. I'm really not that, you know, up on Twitter, but, you know, Facebook, that, you know, I'm good with that.
But, right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you keeping up with me. So what questions do you have for Miss Black?
Okay, I wanted to find out from her, because I'm really manager for author Andrea Renee Clinton, and so
uh-huh.
I try to, you know, promote her as best I can, you know, and I'm just wondering, is it better, like, going to a lot of the fairs and festivals, and, you know, or do you try to speak, you know, at, you know, book clubs, or how do you promote yourself? I know you're saying you have to promote yourself the best way you can, and, you know, and
that
you're
true.
Your best, you know, promoter. So do you,
mm-hmm.
you know, go to a lot of book signings, or do you get on a lot of talk shows like this one, or what do you do?
Some exact same things you said. I do any interview that invite me, or even reach out to them to see, can I come on the show?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely the book clubs. I'm starting to do it now more this year, trying to get in contact with more book clubs to do more meet and greets, because book clubs usually, especially if they have a website, or if they are on like the Facebook and things like that, they do rate your book. They do give reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And personally, myself, by me being with an independent publishing company,
mm-hmm.
I try to do a lot of things locally. And what
mm-hmm.
I mean by that, if she needs to check out things like concerts, comedy events, anything where she can get in and she's the only author there. Because
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of conferences with 30 and 40 other authors there, and that's when the competition is steep, you know.
Yeah.
And you don't stand out, so you really have to be there, basically lose your voice to sell yourself. But I do a lot of local events in Killeen or Austin or in Dallas, anywhere I can go to try to get a vendor's table, because if you pay that little vendor's fee of $200 or whatever, 9 out of 10, if you order and you sell 25 or 30 books, you're gonna make it back, and plus you got people reading your book. So
mm-hmm.
I would definitely recommend that she try to look, check out the events, go to the Chamber of Commerce in the area, just to be linked with someone that knows what's up and coming in your area. Because if you can't afford to travel a lot, try to do things in your area as much as you can. And
mm-hmm.
so you can get out there on the road and really start going to different states and doing different events.
Yeah. It's much better now that school is out, because she's like a principal of school. And so
uh-huh.
now that school
right.
is out, she can, you know, get out there and do all of the stuff now, you know, but she had
right.
to put that on the back burner for a little while.
Right.
You know, but now she can get out there and travel and, you know, be at more book signings and things like that.
And it's okay to repeat the same store over and over again. My local store that supports me, I try to still get in there once a month or every other month, because I still might see a new face. I don't care if I see the same customer 15 times. Or you were here last month. Yep. I'm going to be here next month, too.
That's right. You got to say so. And you know what I'd do if I could? I'd like to say that, you know, me personally, I go with it where the demographic that I'm trying to hit is. That's the beauty shops. That's the, you know, anywhere that you, whoever it is you're trying to get to buy your book,
mm-hmm.
you know, you gotta present you to them so they can see who you are. That's why I like Facebook and all this stuff, because all the electronic stuff that you have out there, like you was talking about Twitter and all that stuff before, all those things, you need to use those up, like, I don't know what, if you can. You know, get your websites and all that stuff out there, and just use all the electronics that you can possibly use, because you can reach people that way. Out of town, out of state. But like she said, to hit back what Anna was saying, you know, you got to just go around the city until people get tired of seeing you. I mean, they're going to eventually going to be like, what has she got? She's back. Or what does he have?
Right.
You
yeah.
know, so they're going to go and they're going to check it out. So what she's going to have to do is just get out there and be persistent. And you know, like she said, don't give up, because this game is hard, but it's worth it in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, also what you said about the hair salons and things like that, even if I don't hit the hair salons as much, I always take a stack of postcards, brochures, or anything, because hair salons, nail salons, all those places where women go, they
mm-hmm.
usually have a
rack right.
where you can leave promotional items there. And I go to
exactly.
Vistaprint. Vistaprint to me is
is the best. You can get stuff by the dozen with them. So just make sure your advertisement is anywhere you would like it to be, especially like
right.
you say the nail salons or the beauty salons, because those are
those
in other
words, you don't have no trash.
Exactly.
Make sure your stuff ain't looking trashy. Make sure it's presentable.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, do you have any more questions?
No, that was it. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm very talkative, and I don't want to take up too much time. So.
No, that's okay. You can ask your question. We got about 34 minutes, and I just want to let everybody know the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and you're talking with Anna Black. She's the author of Now You Want to Come Back and Luck of the Draw, which we're going to get into in a few minutes, and then we'll take some more questions. So thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, you're quite welcome. How do I sign off, or do I just do I push
all
anything?
All you
got
to do, I'm going to click you off, and you can hang up if that's what you like to do.
No, I'd like to finish listening to the interview.
Well, you can continue. Just all you got to do is I'm going to turn you off, and then you'll be able to listen.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Now, Anna.
Yes.
Let's get into Luck of the Draw while we got still a little bit of time, because I want to give you some time to do some shout-outs and to let people know how they can get in contact with you. But if they want to, you know, get you to come in or whatever that they would like to do, you know, to get you to sell your books, that's what we're here for, okay?
Yeah.
So let's talk about Luck of the Draw and give us a little bit about, you know, some history on that.
Luck of the Draw, that book came to me in a dream. And I, like, woke up out of my sleep and was rushing, scrambling, get a pen so I can just write down the idea because I was so sleepy. But I had the dream, and it was so vivid, and I wanted to make sure I didn't forget. Luck of the Draw is more so about a group of female friends, you know, like we always do. We hang out. We get together. They have the concept of it. They have this rule where if they are out together or wherever, and they notice a guy at the same time, their rule was to put their business cards down and let the server or waitress or whomever draw a card. And whoever card was drawn, it's supposed to be fair game. Everybody else is off limits. Their thing is their code, so they had to honor it. One particular night, they go out and they spot this new club owner at the same time, and one of the friends, you know, kind of did not honor this rule because she really, like, I guess, wanted this guy. And so throughout the book, it's just about deceitfulness and lying and backstabbing. Her friend of 20-some-odd years realizes that she secretly envies her. She's jealous, and she sabotages her relationship. She's just doing a lot of things that a person that you wouldn't expect to do after 20-some years of friendship. That book, all of my books, well, not just that book, all of my books always leave you with people growing or changing. They might start off dysfunctional or a little touched, but by the end of the book, people, you normally get their stuff together. They it's about reflection. So
okay.
This book, the good girl and the bad girl both learned a lesson, because the good girl was a little naive. About the whole situation. So she learns, she grows too. And the one that had the problem, she gets it by the end of the book. But it has a little twist in that one too. I won't tell that. But that's basically more so about a friendship, relationships and things like that.
So is this book already out now, or is it going to drop soon, or is it already out?
It's already out. It actually released on April 23rd, so it's already out, and it's doing, thank God, it's doing pretty good.
All right. Well, that's good, and I saw the cover of that one. I like that cover, so I'm definitely going to, I want to get these books. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I really want to do that because, you know, I like to try to, like I said, I read some books, but a lot of times, you know, I try not to read too much because, like I said, especially when I'm in my writing phase, where I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to copy other people's stuff. And you don't try to do it. It just, if it's in your spirit, it'll happen.
Yeah,
so,
subconsciously.
But I do want, so I just want to, you know, I do want to get your books, though, because I know they're good. I've been hearing so much about them. So, and I'm glad that Tamika wanted you to come on the show, and I'm glad that you accepted. So But all those that are listening, please, 347-215-8539. We're Sexy Radio. And I think we have another caller. Caller 2729, are you there? Okay. The call that was on earlier, though, 4292, I just wanted to let you know also that the person that you're representing, if you want them to come on Word Sexy Radio, just let me know. We can work that. You can email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we can work out scheduling when we can get them on the show. So if you're listening to me still, 4292, you let me know if you can do that. Okay. All right, so, Ann, we got 29 minutes, Anna. We got 29 minutes left.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do now is kind of like give you a chance to okay, I think the other caller is here. Let me see if the caller wants to speak. Caller 2729, do you have a question? Okay, I guess they don't want to speak. Okay, what I was going to say was
okay, I guess they're being shy.
That's fine. But what I was going to ask you is since we got a few minutes left, we want to kind of give people an idea of how they get in contact with you if they want you to come, like any book clubs or anybody that's interested in getting you to come and speaking on your books and kind of tell us what you're going to be doing in the future as well.
Okay. Right now I'm going to be taking a little break. Summer's out, and my husband actually is abroad. He's in Afghanistan, so it's kind of me along with my daughter. So for the next few weeks, I don't have anything coming up. I was scheduled to go out to California this weekend, but due to this trip, I'm not going to be able to make it. So,
right.
But definitely on my website, if people go to www.annablack.net, I always keep my events updated so you can basically see where I'm going to be or what I'm doing through my website, or you can also go to my publishing company website, which is www.delphinepublications.com, and we also have an event calendar there that tells you what we're doing and where we are.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that sounds good. And are you in the process of doing any writing right now, or have you not taken a break from that until this book kind of gets out there and get its feel before you write something else?
Well, my next book is already complete. My next book is called Who Can I Run To? And that will actually release next spring. But coming
is that
up,
the name of a song? That sounds like a name of a song. Who Can
it
I
is,
Run To?
It is.
I like that. Okay.
It is the Jones Girl.
Yeah.
That's
I remember that. Yeah. I love that, yes. That's old school. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's a great title.
It was a funny story, Diana, because that book originally was entitled Truth Is, but Nick was like, we need something a little bit more catchy, and we were doing our Southern tour, and we actually was on the road driving, and we had the MP3 player going or whatever, and that song came on. And that's what Nick was like, that's a perfect title. So we went with that.
Well, that sounds really good, though. I mean, you know, it's not out there either. So, you know, that's really good. And, you know, it's one of those things that you have to try to do when you do come up with your own, you know, when you do come up with your books. A lot of times you have to make sure that there's not a title that's out there that's already. Because, you know, a lot of times people write stuff and they might put the same title out. Even though it's a different story, it kind of takes from it because, you know, you're taking a title that's already been put out there or something. So that's really good.
Yeah, because
so,
I was shocked to find out Luck of the Draw, my current book that's out.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to see that it was other books with the same title. And I'm like,
right.
A lot of other books with the same title, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
so
but with that book, though, one thing I can say about that title, though, I mean, a lot of people, when they hear that Luck of the Draw, a lot of times they're probably thinking about some gambling or something like that. Well, actually, I guess your book is kind of gambling. You know, the situation that you explain in there that's going on, I mean, it's a gamble between the two to see who's going to win. So,
right.
So yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, you just have to, some stuff you just can't get around. And I mean, if you do have the same title, then you just have to, you know, you got to make sure that yours is more intriguing than the one that's already there. So, but I think that's really good. And like I said, I want to get these, so I'm going to definitely make sure I get get on your website so I can get this stuff from you, because I definitely want to, you know, check it out. And, you know, people that want to, you know, get with Miss Anna Black, like she said, she gave her information, and we'll have her do it one more time before she actually gets off. But we just want to do that. So
I want to also let you know, too, I don't know how I forgot this. This is what's coming up next month. It's
actually a release
coming out through Delphine. It's going to be a part of our erotic series called Between the Sheets. And
that's going to release
the end of next month. And
okay, are you in that too? Are you writing in that one as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And it is an erotic tale from 10 of us, 10 different authors. And they're short stories, and that was my first erotic story.
Tell us that one now. You got to give us how you felt when you did that.
Oh my God! First, let me just say, and it's always a joke. I tell people, Tamika sent that book back to me a total of 5 times before I got it to the tone where she wanted it to be, because I'm a romance writer, you know, contemporary romance. So I tend to get a little more mushy and, you know, not erotic. So she was like, you need to go and switch this around, and I need more. So I had to redo it, send it back to her. She sends it back to me. No, I need more.
She wanted to be more okay, huh?
Right. She wanted an erotic story. And I was like, okay, maybe I can't do this, but by the 4th time when I got it back again, I just grabbed me a bottle of wine, sat down. By the time I got to my 3rd glass, I was in that zone.
right.
So I pulled it off. So after I sent it to her that last time, she sent me back a thumbs up and said, this is what I wanted. So I did it. And the title of my story in this anthology is called I Got Him, But I Want You. So.
Oh, that's tight. I'm going to have to get that one, too. See, y'all got a lot of good stuff going on with Tamika's publishing company and stuff. And she was on the show the week before last. So, yeah, we had a chance to talk, and I had a good time talking to her as well. But, yeah, man, I tell you, that's the genre that I write in. So I don't know if you heard any of my books, Scandalous Motives, the series, and like I said, I just had one that was a spinoff character from the Scandalous Motive series. The name of that book is called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, which is basically one of the characters I had been getting so much, like you were saying about your characters, people were so interested in the character. I had been getting so much, people wanted to know some more about this character, character, that I actually just wrote a whole novel about this character. So it ended up being like a 336-page novel.
Wow.
Discussing, talking about this character, how this character was born and how they became who they were and how they got the power they had. So if you get a chance, pick up Red Snapper's Scandalous Motives.
So we both can exchange books.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because I can definitely get you what you need on that. And just to get a chance, you know, if you get a chance, go out there on Amazon or something. I'll go to my website, www.redsnapperonline.com, and you can take a look at the books. They're there, just so you can get an idea what they look at. But like I said, we'll get information, and this show is being recorded, so you'll get this show, and you can pass it on to others so that they can hear it as well if they didn't get a chance to call in. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we'll keep up, and that way I can make sure you get, you know, copies of my book, and I definitely want yours. And now that you talk about Between the Sheets, I want that one too. So we definitely want to get that, because I want to see how that went down with all the different authors.
Yeah.
So that'll be good too. With the anthology, is always good. So
I know you're the host. I have to ask one question, because this question usually never comes up, because I also do a radio show for AANBC, which is our book club.
I've listened
and I'm
to
the
your
co-host.
Show, yeah.
And I'm the co-host.
I heard the show. Okay. Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I always try to remember to ask the author. I'm going to ask you, how good did it feel when you first got your book in your hand?
When I first got the first book?
I'm
sorry.
when you first got your first book, when you ripped that box open and you saw your words in print, how did you feel?
Man, I felt absolutely magnificent, especially when it was like, you know, the first book now. I'm still, like I said, I get like that now when I get books that I just finished now. Not only the first book, but even this book that just came out last month, this Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. When I seen it in print, this book was the first book that was also a soft cover as well as a hardcover book. So when I first seen that book, it was just like my first book. Just like I wrote, like I had never written anything up before, and I felt, you know, excited and happy and wanted to push more. It makes you want to write more, and that's how you know if you're really a writer.
Right.
Because once you see it, and then once you get the reviews, to me, you know, it's not about the money. It's like a lot of people, and I'm not going to say that I don't care if I don't get any. I want the money. But the thing is it's about getting people to enjoy what's written, and they can tell you about the characters and explain and ask you why this happened and all that. You know, I really get a high off of that. I really love that. And the thing is and when you ask the question I'm trying to answer, when I got that first book, I couldn't believe it. It was like, man, I published a book. You know, and here it is, you know, and I still feel that way about all my books when I get them. So it's not like, you know, that's after I get them and then all of a sudden you're just like in that mode. And I feel like if I stop feeling that way, then maybe I need to stop because I want to always feel like I haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
You know, I don't ever want to feel like I've arrived and I'm that person, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to be able to create something and have that hungry creation to continue to keep it going so that people will like what I'm doing. I don't want to get stagnated and say, okay, I'm an author now, you know, and just start putting out trash or shit or whatever. I wanted to be, you know, like I'm starving, you know, that starving artist type thing, because you want to, that way you will drive and try to put out something that's spectacular instead of putting out garbage. Because I don't want to put out garbage, even though a lot of my books, because of their, you know, I mean, I'm still working with editors and different stuff. Some of them may have a few mistakes. I don't care what kind of editor you got. It's still going to be something that's going to get past them. So, you know, if people can get past that and just read the content and understand the passion you put into what you're writing, then I think that, you know, you'll have something.
Right.
And that's what I try to do. So to answer your question, I feel magnificent every time I get a new book, when it's a new project or the first book comes to me. It's just like the first book I ever written.
Right.
So hopefully I answered your question.
I just wanted to ask, because I try to ask artists that all the time, because it's such a sense of accomplishment. Like, I set out to do something, I did it, and this is my product.
Right.
I really, really, really like to ask artists that, because I know how I felt. I mean, I think I probably like jumped around my house for like 10 minutes until my heart was like, wait.
Yeah, and you do feel like that, because you're like, man, I did something. You know what I'm saying? And you know what really gets me too? I'm going to tell you that something that gets me is not only having a book, but when you get that paperwork back from the Library of Congress saying that your book has been registered with the Library of Congress.
Right.
That right there, oh, man, that just, you know, it's just, I can't describe the feeling.
Right.
You know, but it lets you know that you have, it's not that you have arrived, it's that you, like you said, that sense of accomplishment, and that you actually started a project and followed through and finished it.
Right. And I don't want to get, dry.
No, you don't.
That was one question that I had. Somebody asked me, what do I see myself in 5 years or 10 years?
Right.
I see myself growing and getting better. I do not want to be one of those authors who established my writing career with some great reads and then stopped delivering to my readers. I think that's so unfair. I think, like, you should just retire instead of don't throw nothing, nothing together. And try to expect me to say, okay, no, you give it your all every time you sit down to write a new book. So I want to stay fresh. I want to stay vibrant. I want to stay, I want my readers to stay interested in my work. I don't want them to be like, you know what, that Anna Black, she has ran her course. I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, so
right, just like Tamika says, you know, your book has got a lifespan of about a year. The brand has got to be you.
Right.
It can't be the books. So that's another thing I try to tell people that's coming into the game. You know, they have to remember you. If they remember you and the kind of person you are, that's what's going to make them pick up your books.
Right.
Because the book is not going to be there forever, unfortunately. But
right.
That's
right.
Why myself, I try to write in more than one genre. Like I just released a paranormal novel as well called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress under another pseudonym called R.J. Leonard. But I put on the book Red Stapper Writing As, so those people who are fans already understand that it's a different genre. And it's still sexual, but it's not as intense as the Red Snapper books that usually come out, because the Red Snapper books are no holds barred. They say all the words. You're thinking them anyway when you read it, so you might as well read the words. They're there. So that's what I do. And, you know, but this paranormal, I wanted to be a little softer, but I wanted you to still get that same feeling when you're reading a book, because it's important when you write erotica that you have that feeling. If you're not doing that to the person, then you've wasted your time. So I did that, and I'm going to make sure you get a copy of that book too, because I think you'll love it. But I want you to read it. Of course, I like it, but I want other people to read the book and get their concept of what they think.
That's what we all want as authors. I want as many people, young, old, whatever, reading my book. I want,
and that's what you want.
To be under the hair dryer in a salon with my book in my hand, on a bus with my book.
Right. Exactly. And then my thing is I don't want to just touch on one genre of people either. You know, I'm writing for everybody. I'm not just writing for African Americans or whatever. You know, so you know, even so, some of the stories may be African American. Some of them may be, you know, mixed. You know, you have mixed people in the book. You know, it's for whoever wants to read them. And believe it or not, you have a lot of people that's not black that's reading our books. So, you know, because they want to kind of find out about us anyway. So my thing is, you know, you want to write. If you're an author and you want to write and you're a writer, you should be writing so that people can read your writing, not specifically to a certain person or whatever. But go ahead. I know you have something to say.
No, I had feedback from this one guy who asked me, why? Because he read my first book, and he was like, "Well, I was reading your first book," and he said, "I think that you're limiting your talent." He said, "Because it's like you're just writing for urban readers or black readers." And I explained to him, I say, people say that a lot to different authors, but I feel like this: if it's not in you to do those things, or if it's not in you, like if Red Snapper can write erotic or romance or mystery, by all means, if you can do it and you're good at it and you pull it off, that's what you should be doing. But me, as a writer, I'm not too risque. I'm not saying I'm not talented. I write what comes to me and my creative thoughts. So my creative thoughts may not be able to produce something Red Snapper can produce, or Tamika Newhouse can produce. So I tell people all the time, it's not that I write because I just want to cater to blacks. That's not it. I write what I feel. I write in what comes to me. If I get a dream, if I get some inspiration to do something else, I will try that. But I'm not going to write something trying to be risky and disappoint readers.
Right. And I'm not saying that. Hope you didn't take that as me saying that to you, because I wasn't.
No. I'll just clarify that so the listeners can understand. Some people have that.
Right.
That talent to write. So I know writers that write poetry also. I suck at poetry. So just because I'm a writer.
I'm not.
I'm a writer. I don't think that just means.
Exactly. You know, I'm not
that
either. I'm not that either.
Right.
And we have poets on the show.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. God, we have poets on the show, but I let them do their thing, but I'm not a poet.
That's what I'm saying.
Not at all.
I write what I know. I write what I feel, and I'm not trying to put myself in, like they say, in a box. No. I'm going to write what I feel that I think readers will enjoy. And if I get these, if I cross over, when you have these, now Harlan Quinn does have black authors doing their thing as far as their romance books. But for a long time, they didn't. They didn't cross over with us.
And that just started happening. I mean, that's not something that has been going on for a while. I think that's kind of new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's new. And they and they got a urban or African American. They have new writers now that they're like writing for Harlan Quinn, but at one point they were all about white people. So it's like you as an author, just because you got that title, please don't, some things, if it's not, just leave it alone.
Exactly.
If you can do it, and you can put
it
out.
And you know, but when I was saying that, I was only talking about myself, but you're right. You have to write what's you and what you can do. And like I said, if you're not an erotic writer, then don't write erotica.
Right.
You know, if you're a contemporary author, then you write contemporary fiction. If you're a Christian fiction author and that's what you want to do, then that's what you should do. But me personally, I'm just saying that I like to spread around me personally because I can. And like you said, it's up to you on what you do, but you got to stay in your demographic if that's what it is.
That's something I applaud you if you are versatile like that, because me – I can't say I won't ever be, but right now, you know, I don't, like I say, it took me 5 attempts to get a 20-page short story to an erotic level. So, you know, so I say what I am. It was challenging for me. It's not because I don't have these thoughts or whatever, because I'm married. Of course, I have these thoughts, you know, I'm human.
Right.
But to put them to paper to make it not be corny or make it flow well or make it into a good read, you know, I had to really push my creative limit to do that right, because I don't want to put out any junk.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. And that's it. And that's what you got to do. You just got to know where your flow is and what you're trying to do and just do that. Yeah. Now, we got about 8 minutes left. So before we go, and we're going to give you a chance, like I said, to do some more shout-outing here in about 2 more minutes. But what I wanted to say was, and you're absolutely correct as far as you said, know your audience and know what you're writing as far as what you can do. Like I said, me, I was just trying to branch off myself, and I think I'm doing pretty good with it, but because erotica is good, but, you know, I want to burn myself in just one type of genre. So so that's why I chose to try to do other things. You know, I want to do some contemporary stuff too. But like you said, I'm going to tell you what it was that got me. This book, Memoirs, that I wrote, I usually don't write in first person.
Right.
But that was a challenge for me because it was memoir. So I had to write it as if the different people had written something in a diary and they were explaining what happened to them. So that was a big challenge for me because normally I write in third person, you know, where it's like a narrative type thing. If you have more leeway to make things happen around the corner than you can as a first person author. So, but that was a challenge. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but it was a challenge. But getting back to you, because we're not talking about me. Let's talk about you. We got 7 minutes left.
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, we got 7 minutes left, and I want you to kind of give your information again on how people can get in contact with you again, and you know, talk about the books again. You know, what's out, the website, and if they want to get you, how they can get in contact with you.
Okay. Well, my current two titles is already out right now is Now You Want to Come Back and Luck of the Draw. We have a new book coming out under Delphine Publications called Between the Sheets. That should release, I believe, around the 23rd or 24th of July. But all of our books are available, all of my books, I'm sorry, are available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders. And you can basically go into any store and purchase the book, but understand this, it may not be sitting on the shelf. And 9 times out of 10, it won't be, but you can order through these outlets if you're not an online person. They're also available through my website, and through my website you can get a personalized copy because the orders come to me, and I send them out myself, so you can get them signed to Auntie Ella, Cousin Joe, whoever. So if you want a personalized copy, you can definitely go to www.annablack.net, and you can also purchase them through my publishing company website. And I tell you, shop around, because my publishing company do offer a lot of sales sometimes on the book. And I think right now, Now You Want to Come Back is at $13 versus $15 through www.delphinepublications.com. So it's a different ways to get the book. And I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. And I know it's cliche, and everybody would say, just Google Anna Black. Something of some sort will come up about me. And please,
that's right.
I want to point this out. I want to put this out really quick to some of the listeners. I am not the Anna Black that's in vain books. That might help me, help myself, or maybe that's not me, because I get that all the time.
Right.
Like, you wrote this? No, I didn't write that. But Zane also has an Anna Black that wrote a couple short stories in her anthologies, but that's not me. So
right.
I don't want to take credit for anybody else's work, not saying it's bad or good. I just want to make sure people understand that it's not me.
Right. Okay. Well, we thank you for that, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, and like I said, I appreciate you because I know you were traveling, and I thank you very much. We definitely want to have you back on the show again, so we're going to do that, and, you know, I'm going to be contacting you so that we can, you know, I get the information so we can go ahead and exchange those books. I will do that, and like I said, or you can contact me at urbanerotic@gmail.com as well, so that way you can, you know, we can get in contact. Or you're on Facebook, so you can just contact me there, and we'll just get the information back and forth on what we need to do.
Right.
So do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I just definitely want people to stop by DelphinePublications.com because not only am I doing my thing through Delphine, we have Tamika Newhouse, and we have Felicia Bradshaw, and we have a new author, Jamaica. She will be released sometime next year. But go check us out.
Right.
We got some real good stories for you guys. So, and it's a variety. We got some street lit too. So check it out. And I do thank
right.
you for having me on the show. I had a good time.
And thank you for having me.
And
we want y'all both back. Detail Tamika. I want her back on here too. And we're gonna have Felicia on here too. She's coming on. So
great.
She's supposed to be coming on. Yeah, she'll be on too. So. We definitely want to get you guys to come back, and we thank you, and keep on pushing, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot. And this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to take this thing on out. We thank y'all for calling in, all the callers that called in. And like I said, that one that called in earlier, 4292, if you want to get in contact to get your author on the show, just write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we'll work out getting her on the show. But, dude, this has been Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to go ahead and sign off right now. And thank you for listening. Thank you.